Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring, boring, boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
I was going to say, since even back in April, you kind of were making these trips and continuing your philanthropy, like, how significant or what does it mean to you to be nominated for the Roberto Clemente Award?
Look, it's such an honor. Obviously, you don't do off-the-field work because of awards or anything like that, but it's always nice to recognize, especially with the groups that we work with, being promoted alongside. So it's just as a tribute to what both my wife and I have been able to accomplish with coming here and being able to do these opportunities without playing. It's definitely an honor to be nominated, and same for everybody else that's been nominated. It's a huge honor, and I think this is as far as the awards go for me, this is the top one. This is above anything else, because this doesn't require talent, doesn't require too much. It just requires effort, and that's something that everyone can do, and everyone has an opportunity to do.
This is not growing up here. What do you know about him?
So I've actually worked with Clemente Jr. a couple times, doing some different things over the years, and obviously, the first time I was nominated, you dive into it a little bit more. You know, obviously, know him as a player. You know what he was able to accomplish, but seeing what he did, and even the unfortunate circumstances of his passing, was on a plane to give people food and water and people in need. So it's just it's such an honor to be even recognized with what he's been able to do. I mean, it's a tribute to what he was doing that he's now got an entire day, an entire award dedicated in his name for everything he did when there wasn't anything like this around. It was just out of the purely goodness of his heart.
In terms of like how you structured your rehab, how important was it to you to make sure that you would be in a major league city rather than like sitting in Fort Myers for months at a time?
That was one thing I discussed with the brass when I did my like initial interview before I even signed here. Was like, look, I'd love to be in Boston. I'd love to be able to travel. And that was part and parcel because of these events. Like, I was able to meet people on the road. We did pretty much every road series we went on this year. We've done a couple of homestand generally as well. So there's been a lot of families I've been able to talk to. I mean, it's purely selfish from my point of view because I get a lot from it as well. Like, it's nice being able to talk about what I went through as far as a cancer diagnosis and treatment, and now look on the other side, survivorship, which has been a lot harder than I think anybody expects it to be. So being able to talk to people who are going through it, have gone through it, or are about to go through it, has been beneficial to me. But I also know that the more you talk about it, the better it is. And so hopefully I can change a couple people's perspectives on the way of what they're going through or what they're about to.
You were last Red Sox pitcher to win the award was Tim Wakefield, who obviously did a lot with Jimmy Fund and local kids with cancer. Just again, sort of being in that class and being on that list, what does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even know that, but knowing that obviously a guy like Wake winning this award, not only from what he does, but it was just the impact he had is still lingering, it's still lasting, and it's a tribute to everything he did, especially with the Jimmy Fund. And it went beyond that with him, though. It wasn't just, oh, you come out, you show face, you do a little bit of thing. It was like he actually spent time. He actually had conversations with people, and it was less a meet and greet and a more of a meet and conversation, which I think is a lot more meaningful to a lot more people. So the impact that he has, it's still hanging around, and that's purely based on how much effort and how much hard work him and his wife put into it.
I mean, he won a bunch of World Series and almost 200 games in the big leagues, and he said winning the Clemente Award was his career highlight.
Without a doubt. I mean, that's what, as I mentioned earlier, it was just that this is something that it doesn't require talent, it doesn't require anything other than effort and hard work, and that's something that everyone can do. And being nominated, especially with a team like this, I mean, we have a lot of guys that do a lot of work in the community, and to be nominated in this group is truly an honor, and I hopefully six times a charm.
He did a lot of humanitarian stuff, off the field stuff, even before the cancer. After that, how much did that kind of make you want to do more?
Yeah, I mean, we've every single time we've won, we've chosen a different group that the grant money that you get from being a nominee goes towards. So it's it definitely kind of spearheaded our look in towards cancer research and everything like that. But yeah, we've done a different group every time, whether it be military, whether it be LGBTQ based, whether it be animal rights, animal rescue. So it's we've done a lot different, many different groups. But yeah, this year has given me a pointed approach about what we're doing, but we still haven't kind of stop doing any other stuff. We're still advocating for everything we can and everything we believe in. And yeah, it's definitely spearheaded that. But as far as being able to do the meet and greets on the field, it's been a really welcome sight for me, especially with not being able to play as much as I want to this year. So it's going out and being able to have an impact away from the team, but still at the organization, has been a big boon for me.
Where did you get that kind of humanitarian thing from? How'd that first start for you?
I mean, I just think I care about other people, regardless of who I am. It's like you're always looking to try and benefit the next person. I still remember a time where like my wife was talking and it was just like, no, Liam's going to be the guy who's going to give someone else the shirt off his back, and that's 100% who I am. Like, it's regardless of what I have, there's always someone out there that you can help and do all that sort of stuff without being in a negative way. But it's just going out there and being nice to people. It's not that hard. Just don't be a dick. And it's like, we may go a little bit further along with it with some of the stuff we do, but at the end of the day, it's just trying to be a good human being.
As far as you playing or pitching, like you mentioned the other day, you had a little bit of a setback.
Well, like, what setback? Speed hump.
Where do you feel physically, and how about the prospects of you getting back on the big league mound?
Look, I feel like I'm still there. Obviously, I took a couple of days off throwing these last couple of days. Just getting some treatment, making sure everything's hunky-dory in there. And played catch today, felt great, and we'll see how it recovers tomorrow and today and go from there. But yeah, the goal is still me playing this year. That has never wavered, and that's never been off the table. So for me, it's still coming back this year, obviously not as early as I would have liked. But look, I still want to be able to contribute any way that I can to this team. And right now, it's just being as good of a cheerleader and as good of a kind of veteran voice in there. But will come the day when I get on the mound and hopefully I'm myself and screaming at everybody.
I know that they have a say in this, but in your mind, how many more outings would you say you would need to be ready?
They definitely have a say. I know we've discussed the possibility of no more rehab games and more sim games where I'm able to control the amount of pitches I threw, because, I mean, I was down there, I was getting people out, but I don't think I was getting any better. I was like, there was a couple games in there with a really short pitch count, and a sit down, come back out really wasn't too much of an option. So it's just I wasn't getting my enough work in, honestly. And so being able to come to a sim game where it's a little bit more controlled, a little bit more I can work on things without anything like that, I feel like I got enough of the repercussions out there with the strike zone and base runners and all that sort of stuff. So now it's just a matter of building that pitch count up and making sure that I recover the right way, and dealing with this a little bit, but it's a pain in the ass that it came so late. But apparently it's relatively normal for guys to go through a little bit of a speed hump here where they shut it down, but half the time no one knows because they're not at a point where it matters. I don't know what the next steps are. I mean, let's see honestly how it recovers, but yeah, play catch 90 feet today, hopefully go a little further tomorrow, and be either off a mound Wednesday, maybe Thursday, and then take it from there, and hopefully it's a short turnaround and get back.
Thanks, Liam. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.